Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, July 1st, 2019. This is Mike Riches hosting the call this morning from the Dallas, Texas area. We are excited to welcome all of you to the call. We have got a phenomenal call lined up for you this morning. We are going to be recognizing our top producers and recruiters for the month of June. And I certainly want to start off the call by congratulating everyone on a phenomenal month of production in June. We not only had a great month overall, but we closed out the month in a big way. A lot of production coming in the final week of the month. And what that ultimately means is that we're protecting more and more families, which is obviously our goal and what we're all about here at Legal Shield Business Solutions. So congratulations to all of you. I want to welcome all of our new associates who are joining the call this morning, those who have called in, who just joined our team. We're excited to have you. I know that we had a lot of associates join our team the last week of June, and so we want to welcome you. I want to let you know that this is the place to be every Monday morning at 9 a.m., and this morning we have got a phenomenal call lined up. We are going to be joined by Mr. Glenn Peterson, the president of Legal Shield Business Solutions. We are very excited to hear from him shortly. We've got some other guest speakers coming up as well that we're very excited to hear from. And we've got our very own Mr. Mark Riches, a $700,000 ring earner and Platinum World Council member, who's going to be providing some training for us this morning. So this is a power-packed call and definitely something that I'm excited to welcome you, too, and you made a good choice listening in live this morning. Of course, I know we've got some folks listening to this on playback as well. We want to welcome you. Big things happening in the world of Legal Shield as we move into the third quarter of the year. We've got some announcements that we want to share with you this morning. I'm going to start off, though, by sharing something that I want to put on everyone's radar. As we've discussed the last couple of weeks, we are going to be having a migration this month, and I should say that the migration will continue, of our existing ID Shield members to new coverage. And so that's something that started earlier this year. We discussed it. We've discussed it several times on this call, but it doesn't really affect new people that are signing up. If you go open a new group today, they've got the 2019 ID Shield product, and the pricing is the pricing that we've had now for a long time, and so it doesn't really affect new business. But there are a lot of people listening in this morning, I know, that have existing groups. We started to migrate those existing groups earlier this year, and to the new 2019 ID Shield product. One of the things that Legal Shield has been committed to throughout this migration is keeping the rates the same. And in July, we're going to be continuing to migrate groups over. We've released some information. Legal Shield has released some information. We've talked about it on this call. I know that there are still some, though, that have questions, and we want to make sure that we are answering those questions. We want to make sure that we're being 100% clear so that all of us are 100% clear when we're meeting with our clients. The last thing that we want to do is go meet with a client and give them the wrong information. And so, again, this is really dealing with existing groups who are going to be migrating over. And we're having a special webinar 1 week from today. I mentioned last week on this call that we were going to schedule that. That's going to be 1 week from today on Monday, July 8th at 12 noon Central Time. So we'll have this call at 9 o'clock Central Time, and then we'll have that webinar at 12 o'clock noon Central Time. You can register for that on the events page. That is going to be hosted, well, we'll host it, but we're going to be featuring Mr. Alan Spence, who is the Director of Product Leadership for Identity Theft for Legal Shield. So he's the one that's really kind of overseeing this migration, and he's going to have a lot of good information to share regarding those memberships that are migrating over. So we're looking forward to hearing from him. Again, we'd encourage you to register for that webinar and be on that webinar 1 week from today. If you have any existing groups, and I should say groups that were open prior to 2019, we just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, that we've got all questions answered moving forward so that we're giving the right information to our clients. Again, a lot of exciting things happening. We've got new promotions that were announced by the company for July. We've got our third quarter, because we're starting the third quarter, accelerated bonuses that are on the table. We've got July being the final month for ED for Life. We'll talk about that more later in the call, but I'm so excited to be joined this morning by none other than the president of Legal Shield Business Solutions, Mr. Glenn Peterson. Mr. Peterson has been with our company now for almost 3 years, and Glenn, you can correct me if I'm wrong on that. Maybe you just celebrated your third-year anniversary, but I think it's coming up. But we are so excited for his leadership and very grateful for his leadership. Under his stewardship, Business Solutions has continued to grow. He has been instrumental in implementing several positive changes, specifically relating to large broker production and also support of all associates in the field. And that's something that we are really grateful for. We have seen improvement in those areas. We felt that improvement. And I'm proud to tell you that Legal Shield Business Solutions has, as I mentioned, continued to grow. Legal Shield Business Solutions now makes up over half of the production for the entire company, which I believe is where it should be. It certainly has not always been like that, but I foresee that that will continue to grow under Mr. Peterson's leadership. I've had a chance to work closely with Glenn as well as my brother over the last few months, and I can tell you that this is a gentleman that has absolutely the best interest of this company, of the field, of us as associates, in his heart. And that's really why he continues to work tirelessly to support what we're all about, which is protecting more families with these incredible products. Mr. Peterson, thank you so much for joining the call this morning. We certainly do appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to be with us, and we look forward to hearing from you. We'll turn the call over to you.
Yeah, Mike, I can't thank you enough for the very warm introduction, and I also can't thank you and Mark enough for your leadership and your ongoing commitment to an amazing partnership. And I'll just say, yeah, I'm really proud to be here at Legal Shield, and it is almost 3 years, so you kind of nailed it, Mike. And it's been a great ride. And the best part about it is I know that we're really building momentum, and we're building momentum with results, but we're building momentum with productivity and trust, you know, trust in the, I use the word ecosystem, you know, and often that ecosystem I'll refer to, you know, the critical legs of a stool, the three-legged stool of, you know, home office and the providers, you know, engaging with our associate partners, who are field associate leaders, who are another leg of that stool, and then, of course, the customers and brokers in the marketplace. And we need all of those stools to be very strong for us to be sustainably productive. But the results are continuing to be very strong. We once again beat our production budget in June, and we're substantially ahead for the full year of 2019, and the momentum continues. And besides the production, I'm pleased that our field partners are closely working with Mandy Simmons' home office team, the Business Solutions Service Regions, to make sure that we're providing great service, account management, stewardship efforts with our customers, where we, you know, as a result, have very high satisfaction and very high retention as well. Mike, one thing that's critically important to me and everybody on the call is that integrity. I could tell you that everybody might not either agree with or maybe even understand fully some of the things that we're doing at times, And that naturally could lead to questions, which, you know, I think is important that we have a real level of transparency. So I'll use those two words. You might not agree with real or perception, some of the things we do, or maybe some of the things that even the field feels that I do personally. But I'll say there's very little that I do unilaterally. Very important for us to be collaborative as well as transparent. And in order to make sure that's happening, we truly have the field leaders at the forefront of our experience. And that means that the planning experience, the strategic considerations, and then the ultimate execution. And some of the very forefront examples of that are the Business Solutions Leadership Committee, where a few home office members regularly meet with John Hoffman, Mark Riches, Barry Alfern, and Marty Galano, where it's a co-creation collaborative effort towards making us stronger. We also realized then that there was an opportunity for us to get broader feedback from our field leaders. So we have 11 very noteworthy, seasoned, experienced expert field leaders at the forefront of the newly formed Business Solutions Advisory Council. And we just met for the first time on July 20th in Dallas. And I know, Mike, you were there as well. It was just a great meeting. We were able to talk about things related to, you know, training, incentives, marketing, administration, everything, tools, everything that's important to make you folks really productive and to make your customers and brokers feel inspired that Legal Shield's the best sustainable answer for them. The other thing that we have in place is a governance committee, and Mike, you're very much at the forefront of that. That's what's rewarding joining this call. We have Mark Riches at the forefront of the leadership committee. We have Mike Riches at the forefront of the governance committee. And then we have representatives from your team on the advisory council as well. So we feel like each initiative that we're putting forth, each team of field leaders that we're putting in place is solely to make sure that there's no kind of unilateral home office / corporate, if you will, decisions, because sometimes we don't have the right perspective that you folks do, being so close to the action. So I feel like we have the momentum. I feel like we have the right collaboration in place. And I just want to thank you folks for creating so much production for Legal Shield and for Business Solutions. And I'll just commit to you that I'm here to help us become better. Happy to join any future calls as well. Mike, I'll turn it back to you, and happy to answer any questions, if any.
No, Mr. Peterson, that was fantastic. Thank you very much for sharing your perspective, especially at such an exciting time as we're launching into the third quarter of the year. I know that this year has already been very successful, but we're looking forward to see even more growth throughout the third and fourth quarter of the year. Again, we really do appreciate your leadership. We appreciate all that you do. And I really I appreciate and 100% agree with what Mr. Peterson has shared here about this spirit of co-creation. And I've never seen that in my 17 years in this business as much as I've seen it in the last 7 months, where we've come together, leaders from the field, leaders from the home office, with one common purpose, one common goal, which is to increase our opportunity, improve our opportunity, to increase production, to protect more families with these memberships. And it's truly a working together and winning together environment. And Mr. Peterson, I know you're very much responsible for that. You've been a great voice for that. We certainly do appreciate you. And again, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join our call this morning. And it's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thank you, Mike, and thank you, team. Really appreciate everybody. Thank you.
Folks, we've got, again, so many exciting things happening right now in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. I did get a message about the webinar that should be on the events page now. I think that was an error on my part, so I apologize, but that should be up on the events page if you want to go register again for that ID Shield migration webinar coming up a week from today. I'm really excited to be able to recognize our top producers and top recruiters for June. And so let's go ahead and start with our top producers for the month of June. And I should have counted these. We have got coming in at number 10 from the state of Colorado, Mr. Evan Westensko. Congratulations to you, Evan. And really, let me go down and recognize our top 15, because we've got some great folks in here. Ms. Sheila Carmen from Texas, Mr. Clayton Lancaster from Kentucky, Ms. Kimberly Ferris from New York, and Adam and Alicia Thompson from Kentucky, as well as Mr. Bob Nissim from California. Congratulations to each of them. Again, coming in at number 10, Mr. Evan Westensko from Colorado. Congratulations to you, sir. Coming in at number 9, Ricky Heron from Texas. We're excited for Ricky and his production, a new associate. We recognized Ricky on the call a few weeks ago. He had gone out in his first 10 days and written 5 small business plans. We're excited to see that production continued throughout the month of June. From Montana, we've got Jace Benefit Services, LLC. Congratulations. We've got from California, coming in at number 7 this morning, Miss Rebecca Baker. Congratulations to Rebecca. Another stellar month of production. And coming in at number 6, Mr. Chris Evans from Tennessee. Another familiar name. We're excited for Mr. Evans. Coming in at number 5, Mr. Brian Fahili from Louisiana. Climbing back in that top 5 producers category. Congratulations to you, Brian. Number 4 from Oklahoma, Ms. Renee McKnight. We're excited for Renee. Congratulations to you. Coming in at number 3 from New Mexico, Ms. Judy Johnston. Congratulations, one of our field trainers, one of our corporate certification trainers. We're very excited for Judy. Congratulations to her. From Indiana at number 2, Ross Business Solutions. Congratulations to them. And sitting in the number 1 spot from the state of Tennessee, we have got Miss Linda Pitt. Congratulations to Linda, another exceptional leader and someone that we're always excited to recognize. Congratulations to you, Linda, for owning that number 1 spot for the month of June. Now, the great thing about July, the great thing about today's call is it's a new month. And a new month means that we get to start over on that leaderboard. Now, if you were at the top, yeah, you got a whole new month to get going. But if you were not at the top in June, you got a brand new month. And so I want to challenge you to get into that top 10 producer category for the month of July. And I want to challenge our organization as a whole to increase production in the month of July. And it really just, again, boils down to how many families can we protect? How many people can we get out and share this message with? I'm really excited to recognize our top recruiters as well on the call this morning. And I'm going to recognize our top 7 recruiters. The reason I'm not going down to our top 10 is because there's like a 20-way tie after 7. So I want to recognize our top 7 recruiters from the state of Tennessee. We've got Mr. William Yop. Congratulations to you. Miss Renee McKnight, so top recruiter and top producer for the month of for the month of June. Congratulations to Renee. We've got Miss Melinda Edens coming in at number 5. Congratulations to Melinda. And then Jason Cruz from Texas also coming in our number 4 spot. And then a 3-way tie for our top recruiters. We've got Rich Miller from Kansas. Congratulations to Rich. I know he was pushing hard there at the end of the month to build his team, and we're excited to recognize his success. And then 2 names that we're very familiar with, Mr. Adam Thompson from Kentucky, coming in and tying for first place, again, with Rich, and Mr. Jim Tanner from Massachusetts. Again, those 3 folks tying for first place in our top recruiter category. Congratulations to each of them. What I call that is leading by example. I call that, you know, folks that understand the opportunity right now, not being satisfied with where they are, not sitting back on their laurels, but really growing at unprecedented levels, and we are very excited for them. I'm excited to also recognize this morning our new associates who just joined our team, and we are certainly excited to welcome these new associates from the state of California, Mr. Greg Roberge, working with Mike Altieri. Welcome. We've got from the province of Alberta, almost said the state there, excuse me, the province of Alberta, Mr. Greg Legangevin, working with Brenda Shipowick, and we're excited for Greg to join the team. Also from the state of Texas, Ms. Kathy Haddad, working with Brian Hemler, and we want to welcome Kathy. From the state of Colorado, Mr. Neil Maxwell. We're excited to welcome Neil to the team, working there with Rich Miller from Kansas. Ms. Deshaun Hawkins from the state of Kentucky, working with Adam and Alicia Thompson. And welcome, Deshaun. We're excited to have you. Ms. Kyla Johnson from the state of New York. Welcome to Kyla, working with William Kellen. And then also from the state of Kansas, Mr. Shane Schmidt, working with Joshua Jensen. Congratulations to you, Shane. Welcome to the team. Ms. Robin Goodwin from the state of Nevada, working with Mr. Bob Nissim. Robin, we want to welcome you and definitely look forward to having you as part of our team. Ms. Monica Brooks from the state of Louisiana, working with Kelly McNamara. Welcome, Monica. We're glad to have you on the team. Beth Kane from the state of Michigan is working with Elizabeth Arini. We're excited to welcome Beth to the organization. And from the state of Oklahoma, Mr. David Hines, working with Alina Trepangene, I believe, and I may have butchered that last name, but I apologize. Welcome, David, to the team. We're excited to have you. Mr. David Cantu from the state of Texas, working with Al Robinson, welcome. And Ms. Dorothy Spann from the state of Florida, working with Mr. Jim Tanner. Again, welcome to these new associates who have joined our organization here at the end of June. We're excited to continue to grow our organization, to continue to recruit success-minded individuals and into our team in the month of July. Very excited for all the growth that we've had, and we realize that we're just scratching the surface. And I need to apologize, Mr. Deshaun Hawkins. We're excited to welcome you to the team. We're excited again for all the growth that we have had. I want to go to the state of Massachusetts, where we have got Mr. Jim Tanner, I believe, standing by. If we've got Mr. Tanner on the speaker line here. Mr. Tanner,
you sure do.
On the speaker line? Yes,
Richard,
perfect. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Always excited to hear from $200,000 ringer, Mr. Jim Tanner. Thank you for joining the call, sir, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm excited. You know, obviously, as we continue to grow our group here of individuals focused on protecting families, I just love hearing those new names of people that are here participating, sharing the Legal Shield stories. I am more fired up on a Monday morning than any other time of the week because I know that we're going to be able to share together, and I just get so inspired by all of the results from across the United States and Canada. And wow, Mr. Riches, what a wonderful day it is for it to be the first of the month and Monday. It's going to be an unbelievable week. Of course, Independence Day here in the United States, where I am, where a lot of you are. But all of that is just going to continue to fuel more opportunity. And I know we'll hear more about that. The reason I wanted to jump on the call this morning was to just talk for a moment about some of the enhancements and updates inside of your team website and back office. As you know, the leadership here is continuing to add more information and tools and to make your lives easier and your business is even faster to build than ever before. Number one, for those of you, you probably already noticed this, but we have a new tutorial available that will help you to fill out your Q page. And if you don't know what your Q page is, just log in to Success Team World. Log in and you'll see in your toolbar a big letter Q. And that is what we call the Q page, your quick access page. you can click there and you can get access to the information you need immediately. And you may see, especially if you're new, some areas that are not yet filled in. Well, for those of you that see those areas that are not filled in, it'll also give you instructions on how to fill in those details, how to access your Legal Shield LS Engage back office for other data and resources. It's just an incredible one-stop shop. We've got a tutorial video there for you on exactly how to use that. Something I'm excited about, that we have a lot of folks that are brand new, and maybe you're joining us, you still have guest status on our website, so you're going through first step training, and welcome to all of you. You may have noticed a new video appeared over the weekend. And for those of you that did first step training, completed that in the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, and haven't been back onto that page, I want to also put your attention to that. There's a brand new video, and it's probably my favorite new piece of material. And over the weekend, I was watching this video, and I just got more and more excited. I was just thinking about how fortunate I am, and so many of our leaders are, that we get to see this incredible Legal Shield opportunity through the eyes of somebody discovering it for the first time. And for many of us, every single day, we get to have a conversation with somebody who's saying, wow, I can't believe the scope of the business opportunity that I've found. And the new video in the first step training is positioned as the number two video. So there's a welcome video. Many of you are very familiar with that. Mr. Mark Rich is welcoming you to the first step training. But the new video in the number two position is Mr. Mark Rich's $700,000 annual earner, multi-millionaire earner with Legal Shield, leader, advisor to the corporate offices of Legal Shield. I want you to just think about that for a second. This is a gentleman. Legal Shield is a $1.2 billion company owned by Stone Point, which is a private equity firm that holds $17 billion in assets. And one of the key advisors to this company is Mr. Mark Riches, who you're going to hear from here this morning, so I'm not going to take any more of his time. But in this video called Why Legal Shield is the Perfect Business, you hear not theory, not somebody who says, hey, this looks pretty good, but someone who has lived this for decades of their life, is a key advisor to the company, breaking down exactly why we are having such incredible success individually and collectively with this Legal Shield business opportunity. So if you have not yet seen that video, like I said, you might have finished your training on Friday and you don't know that there's a new video in the back office, or you may have finished it weeks or months ago and you don't know that new video is there. Go back and watch that video and download that. Put it on your device. Let the audio play in your vehicle on your way to your next decision maker meeting or enrollment. Just listen to what it is that you're a part of, and it's explained so incredibly well. And before I go, Mr. Riches, I'm going to turn right back over to you in 1 second. I want you to know that information is coming out this morning. It's July 1st. It's a new month. Incredible incentive information is coming out this morning. You're going to hear it from a variety of different sources today. Tonight on our leadership call, same phone number you dialed in to be on right now. If you're hearing my voice, you already know the phone number, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Central this evening. We'll go through this incentive program line by line, not only explain to you how to earn these dollars, but exactly how to best leverage this information and excitement that'll be coming out throughout the day. So, Mr. Riches, I'm excited for the remainder of the call this morning, the incredible month ahead of us, and for many of you, I'll see you in Cabo in just a few short days. Thank you, sir.
Well, fantastic. And listen, Mr. Tanner, we appreciate your leadership, all that you're doing. I'm so excited for that call this evening because we're going to be getting into this new promotion that was just announced this morning. I'm going to tell you, for those of you who are building a team, there are some massive dollars on the table for your new associates and for you as a sponsor. I'm so excited. I think there's going to be some massive growth in the month of July because of that. And Mr. Tanner mentioned that and did a great job mentioning we've got our United States Independence Day coming up this Thursday. Happy 4th of July to each of you in advance, as well as happy Canadian Independence Day today, July 1st, to all of our Canadian family as well. We're excited to celebrate independence and certainly a a huge part of what we do and what we're all about here at the Success Team and Legal Shield Business Solutions. I am so excited to get to our keynote speaker this morning, Mr. Mark Riches, and I'm excited to hear from him. He's got a training that he's going to provide. We're working on getting, we're supposed to have Mr. Lynn Ross from the Ross and Matthews Law Firm. We're working on getting him on the call. We hope to have him before the end of the call, but I don't want to take any more time away from Mr. Mark Riches, again, who is a $700,000 ring earner. What that means is he took the exact same opportunity that you have, the exact same opportunity that I have, and he figured out how to leverage that into earning over $11 million now in just over 20 years, and was, again, most recently recognized for earning over $700,000 in one 12-month period. He is a Platinum World Council member, meaning that he continues to advise the company on important developments, important changes. And you heard Mr. Glenn Peterson mention this morning, Mr. Mark Rich is very much at the forefront of the Business Solutions Leadership Committee. We're very grateful for the time that he spends there. That's not a paid position. It's just something that he's giving up his time to try to make a difference for you and me and all of the Business Solutions leaders in the field and producers in the field. Mark, thank you for all that you do. We're excited to hear from you, and I'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Thank you very much. It's been a great call so far. Good morning, team, and congratulations. I want to extend my congratulations to those top producers for the month of June and also all the top recruiters, which really, you know, give birth to new people in our business. That's so important. You know, the new blood is the lifeblood of our business, and I just welcome all those new associates and wish you success in getting started. You know, it's just an exciting time in our business. It was wonderful hearing from Mr. Glenn Peterson, the president of Legal Shield Business Solutions, this morning, and hearing about all the advancements they're doing just to make our opportunity better. You know, I think back when I started and made my first, you know, $100,000 that first year and my first $1 million my first 5 years, and, you know, it was great. It advanced commissions and residuals and all the things we had, but it's so much better today. I think the market's better today. I think the receptiveness of our product in the market is even better. I think the product is definitely better. It just continues to improve. The more, you know, on the legal side, the more we pay those law firms, the better the opportunity is, the better the product is, because, you know, we're paying out those law firms now over $110 million a year. Eventually it'll be $200 million a year, then $500 million. You know, the more we pay them, the better the service is for our members. And so the more memberships we have, the better the service is. Isn't that pretty exciting? Kind of like a cell phone network. Remember when we first had our cell phones, you know, we'd lose signals all the time, and the network wasn't very good. But as the different networks got more members, more people using the service, it generated more revenues. And, of course, with those revenues, they built more towers, cell phone towers, and put more towers up in different places. And now it's not perfect. You know, I can go out to the lake, and there's only a few places I can get a signal, which is probably an advantage. It's one of the reasons I probably like the lake. But you know, it's – you know, you can get service most places now, and there's still, you could still sit around and complain and say, well, you know, this doesn't work, you know, in this one area. Well, that's true, but think about, you know, 10 years ago, it didn't work in most areas, or 20 years ago, it didn't work hardly in any area. So it's just getting better and better, and our network of provider law firms is getting better. I think it's a transition, obviously, to bring the identity theft product in-house. But I think it's very wise, and I appreciate our leader, Jeff Bell, seeing the wisdom behind, you know, adding the different features and benefits to our product that make it even more competitive. And he was very concerned about this over the last few years. He was bringing it up to the Platinum, saying, you know, Kroll just will not add features. You know, we've got to add these features because our competitors are adding features that we don't have. And that was really bothering him. And he negotiated and worked with Kroll as much as possible, and just at the end he said, you know, they're just not able to add them. They can't see the need and the importance of it. And we all understand the importance of change and the importance of adaptation. And, And he understood that as well. And so, you know, they brought it in-house. It's a transition. But I love the fact that they're maintaining the current rates that the members are paying and just adding more features and more benefits to them. And we just need to be supportive of that, and let's make sure that our team is, you know, leading the front on knowing the information. And I think it's really important that we're plugging into their Business Solutions conference call, which you can listen to the playback online, reading the newsletter that they have in Business Solutions, and making sure that we're plugged into everything they have. And I'm excited, Mike, about the webinar next Monday, which will really detail that. But appreciate Glenn Peterson and all his commitment to Legal Shield and to our team and to the field, and it's been a pleasure working with him. The July incentive, we're going to cover, I know Mr. Tanner will cover the details of that on the call tonight, but there is a flyer. We put it under the individual sales section in our back office, and there's two flyers. And it's really just additional money. Legal Shield's putting additional dollars on the table to, one, help people have an incentive to fast start qualify. So right now, you know, it's if you go to a school, go to a Fast Start school, it's a $200 bonus as long as you Fast Start qualify within your first 20 days, which is 60-1 or 180. If you do that in your first 20 days, you get a $100 bonus, and the sponsor gets a $100 bonus. If you go to a Fast Start school within your first 45 days, that bonus doubles, so it goes to 200 and 200. Well, they just added another $100 to that. So if you go to a school within your first 45 days, the bonus is 300 and 300. This is for any associate recruited July 1st through July 12th. So it doesn't affect any current associates that are in. But starting today, any associates we recruit, they can make an extra $300 when they Fast Start qualify, and you can make an extra $300 when they Fast Start qualify. That's ridiculous money. And then they maintain, if they go ahead and go to manager within their first 45 days, then it's another $200 to them and another $200 to you as a sponsor. So a great incentive to go out and recruit a lot of people, especially these first 2 weeks. Again, July 1st through July 12th. Let's make this next 2 weeks the biggest recruiting weeks that we have. And then on top of that, another layer, they added an additional $200 of bonuses to leadership, starting, I think, at senior manager. Might be senior director, but you can print off the sheet and see the details, and we'll cover it on the call tonight. But another $200 for every Fast Start generated in your organization. So it gives the incentive to every platinum and every executive director and every senior director and every senior manager to work with your team and help them, help people in your team get Fast Start qualified. Let's make, you know, you don't have to Fast Start qualify within the first 2 weeks by July 12th. You just have to get in. So as long as they get in, a person could come in on July 12th, for example, and they would still have their 20 days to Fast Start qualify. And on the manager bonus, just an important thing I want to mention, if you miss your Fast Start, you can still go earn the manager bonus. So, you know, if you miss your Fast Start window, that's okay. Then double down and get your $400 in premium within 45 days, and you still get the $200 manager bonus. So, again, lots of money available. I mentioned that in that perfect business video that I recorded. You know, the bonuses and incentives are just I've never seen anything like it right now. And we're starting a new quarter now, so make sure that you look at the third quarter of the business solution incentives and set your goal. Where are you going to hit? What are you going to do in this third quarter? Mike mentioned that this is the last month of the ED for life bonus, as we know it, which is at $15,000. What does that mean? Well, especially to our new people or guests that might be on the call this morning, Legal Shield's given an additional, this is part of that bonus and incentive money, they're giving an additional $15,000 as an incentive to go to executive director. And I'll talk a minute about exactly what that entails, but it's an extra on top of the commissions, on top of all the other bonuses you might receive going to there, on top of the business solutions incentives, they are giving a $15,000 incentive. It's $5,000 after your third month. So you hit ED 3 months in a row, you get a $5,000 bonus. And then it's $1,000 a month paid out for the next, 10 months, I think it is. With, I think the last month is $2,000. But the total payout is $15,000. And so that's pretty exciting that you get that extra $15,000. Well, this is the last month. If you don't ED qualify in July, they're going to announce something new in Salt Lake City. But this is the last month to hit. You have to hit July, August, and September and stay ED continually in order to qualify for that $15,000 ED bonus. So we want to make sure you're aware of that, and I want to just challenge you to set that as your goal. And there's just two things that I think it really takes. I've done five keys to hit ED and all these different trainings over the years, but I broke it down to two things today. I don't have a whole lot of time. So number one, and this is an important one, when I was talking to Chris Corley over the weekend about this, is mindset. And what it really boils down to, I'm talking to anyone on this call right now that's not executive director qualified. And I really want to talk to everyone that's not solid ED, which is your ED qualified by the 15th of the month. That's what we want. We don't want you to be a SED, stressed ED, where you're qualifying at the very last day of the month. We want you to be a solid ED. That's still SED. And that's by the 15th of the month, early in the month, getting it done. Okay, the biggest part is mindset. The biggest part of why people are not executive director is in their mind. Their mind doesn't see them at executive director. Remember this, if you can see it, you can achieve it. If you can see it, you can achieve it. Let me share just a brief bit of our conversation with Chris Corley, who is an executive director. I was talking to him. He hits Performance Club every single month. And I asked him, this is several months ago, I said, Chris, will you ever miss a Performance Club? And he goes, no. He was missing executive director, but he was not missing Performance Club. And I said, but what if something happened in the month, like you didn't, you went to an appointment and they didn't sign up, or something like this happens or that happens, then you could miss Performance Club. He goes, I would never miss 180 personal points in a month. I do that every single month. I'll never miss it. Well, what is that? That's a mindset. He has figured out in the world that he can write 180 sales no matter what. No matter what. If he has a canceled appointment or someone says no or he has rejection or, someone signs up and their credit card's no good, all of that stuff can happen and he'll still hit Performance Club every single month. That he has a PC mindset. And many of our team does has an ED mindset, okay? Would you rather say I am smart or I is a millionaire? Okay. So, yeah, a lot of our team has that mindset. They've made a decision. They've decided that no matter what, they'll not miss Performance Club any single month. And Kelly McManier, last night, she had recruited one person but had no sales for the month. And she was texting me late last night, like 7 o'clock, and said, hey, if I sell this and this, will I hit my PC? Yes. With the multiplier of your one associate, you'll hit it. Boom. She ED'd me this morning. I did it. I made it. I hit Performance Club. She has a Performance Club mindset. Well, Chris Corley had that same thing. And then I said this to him. I said, Chris, when you develop an ED mindset as strong as your Performance Club mindset, you'll never miss ED. I said, it's all just in your mind. You've decided that there's nothing that could ever happen to miss Performance Club. And many of you I'm talking to have made that decision. When you switch that to ED and you have an ED mindset that there's nothing in the world that could interrupt your getting to executive director, you'll be an ED every single month. Well, he made that commitment at the beginning of June. He said, I'm going to hit ED. I had to remind him of that about middle of June. I said, look, it's a mindset. There is no other option. You have to hit ED. You have to be an ED every single month. And then he did it. You know, he worked hard. He worked over the weekend to make it happen, but he has that ED mindset. Now he's hit ED before. He's got $10,000 in bonuses before by doing it 3 months in a row. But if he wants to be a consistent ED, he has to get in his mind that I'm an ED every single month. What does it take to be an ED? I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on this because it's covered in the first step training, but 36, write these numbers down, 36 3890 plans. What is a 3890? That's a group combo. So if you sell a Legal Shield, ID Shield as a group rate, that's 3890. If you do 36 of those personally a week or in your team, it's 9 a week, 9 group memberships a week. So 10 memberships a week, you'll be an ED, as long as they're the combo, 3890. Now, sometimes you might not have a combo or whatever. That's okay. You know, it just has to total 1400 in premium. Another one is 28. If you did 28 4990 memberships, then that would also put you at ED. Isn't that amazing? With the new premium, it only takes 28 4990 sales. If you want to know how to calculate that, just do 1,400 divided by 50, and that'll be 28, and that's how you're getting that number. So if you do 28 family combos, individual, you know, not group rate, and that could be anyone in your team. It could be 28 people writing one cell. You say, well, I only had two people write one cell last month. That's great. You're on your way. You only need 26 more. Get 26 more people to write one, and you're there. You're an executive director. Or five writing, if you had a little small team, if you had five people writing seven group sales a month, combo group sales, five writing seven equals 36. And 36 in your team would put you at executive director. But we're talking to a business solutions training call this morning. I mean, every one of us should be going and writing 10 sales a month or 10 sales a week, which would put us at that 40 a month, when we only need 36 to be executive director. It's really just making the decision. The market's out there. Obviously, there's tens of thousands of people in all of our markets that would buy the plan. There's companies right now looking for this benefit to roll out. They just don't know who you are. You've not introduced yourself to them. And so it's really a matter of just exposure. It's about getting out there. But that's the mindset part. And if you can win the mindset, I don't want to say half your battle's over, about 85% of your battle's over. There's people that have decided today on July 1st. This is sad. There's a lot. The majority of people have decided today that they will not be an executive director in the month of July. They've already set their mind on something lower or smaller, maybe Performance Club. Or maybe they missed Performance Club last month, so they say, well, I'm going to do it in July. Well, that it's good. I mean, we want them to be Performance Club in July, but they have the potential for sure to be an executive director if they want. And Legal Shield's put all the money out. They're saying, here's an extra $15,000 if you go do it, if you develop the mindset. Key word, develop. You might not have it, but you can develop it. The second key is really the activity. It's putting the action, you know, like in the movie theater, action, boom. You know, I always like to say there were three birds on a wire, and one of them decided to fly away. How many were left? Well, the answer, unfortunately, is three. Because even though he decided to fly away, and he had probably developed a great plan, and he had the mindset of flying away, he didn't. He just sat there with the other two birds. And I've seen that in our business many times. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. It's like, great. You know, that's good. They put it even on Facebook, out to the world, you know. Goes viral with 10 likes. And it's like, wow, you know, I'm going to do it. Well, they don't. Well, why? They might have had some of the mindset, at least the desire, right? The desire was there. They wanted, I mean, most of us want to be a six-figure income earner in Legal Shield and be successful in our business, or we wouldn't be taking time on a call like this. But it's that activity. It's the discipline. And here's another exciting thing. This can also be developed. You may not have the discipline to be an executive director right now, meaning that you're not able to work or not willing to work the hours required to make it happen. But all of that can be developed, and all of that can be changed. So I just recently, last week, updated the document, and it's called 100K Business Solutions Game Plan. And it is available in our group sales docs, and I would encourage you to print that out. If you're serious, if you want to be an executive director and earn $100,000 a year, I would encourage you to print that document out. And as I updated the numbers on it, I'm telling you, I was super impressed. I'm going to come back to page 3, but on page 7, it was the first year income projections. And the number of cells, I left them, even though we could have lowered that to a lower number, like, you know, it only takes 36 group cells. I left it at 50. But it was amazing how fast, number one, a person got to executive director. It happens on your third month. I'm talking a brand new person starting out by their third month hitting 50 cells a month. They're an executive director and paid on the third month at that executive director level, $13,000 a month. And it's the total is $148,000 for the year if you just do 50 sells a month. So it shows if you do it, sell 50, 38, 90 plans a month, exactly what your commission would be after the first year. And I thought that was just impressive. I had to change every one of those numbers. The old numbers were like 128, same sales, 50. But because the premium's gone up a little bit and some of the requirements to hit executive director, it changed the number to 148, which is amazing. I mean, this is a 100K game plan. It could be almost be a 150K game plan. Nothing really changed in the sales process or anything, and nothing really changed on page 3, which is the activity. You say, well, what is he talking about the activity? What do I have to do? Well, that is answered on page 3. That's the page I would hang up. It says minimum activity requirements for earning $100,000 a year. And it starts out 250 calls a week. Now that seems like a lot. That 250 is a big number. But then it breaks it down to a day, 50 calls a day. Here's what's really cool. It says this takes approximately 3.5 hours. So you work 3.5 hours a day making your 50 calls, and then it just lays out exactly what the numbers are. You're going to talk to 5 decision makers that day. If you call 50 people today, on average, you'll speak to 5 DMs, decision makers. And on average, you'll set 1 decision maker meeting. So at the end of the day, you know, if you've called 25 and you say, I've only spoken to 2 decision makers, you're right on track. I mean, you're a half point off, but you're right on. Those are the numbers. People don't understand. I've called 10 people. I haven't spoke to 1 decision maker yet. No problem. Just make 40 more calls and you'll speak to 5 on average. And for sure, it'll average out on a week. And then you'll have 5 DM meetings a week because you set 1 every day. And that'll out of those 5 DM meetings, 1 will schedule an enrollment a week. And if you're in front of about 25 employees, you got to get in front of 100 employees a month. And if you write 50 of those at a 3890, you're right on track there to earning $100,000 to $150,000 a year. That's the numbers. That's the activity. So you don't have to wait till mid-July to see if you're on track. You don't have to wait till the end of July or, you know, test it out. You can find out today. Not the very last page, but almost the last page on here is a worksheet. It's a monthly scorecard. It's page 10. It's not page numbered, but page 10, you can start that today. And I challenge you to do that. Put a date right there called 7-1 of 2019. There's 30 or 20 spots on this, so you can do the whole month, 22, I think, working days. You don't have to do anything on the weekends. You can take those off. 7-1 of 19. Start it today. new qualified leads. This is filling up your pipeline. How many new companies have you added to your pipeline today? You don't have to add any every day. You just have to add 50 a week. You know, 30 or 40, 50 a week, new prospects, new leads into your system is very important. How many calls? That should be 50. You know, don't settle for 30, 20, you know, do 50 calls. And then the next one is DM spoken to. You can keep track. Yeah, out of the 50, that should be about 5. It might be 4. It might be 2. It doesn't matter. Just put the number. DM meeting set. That should be 1. And it might not happen today. It might be 2 tomorrow or 3 on Wednesday. But it'll average out. Enrollment scheduled. How many enrollments do you have scheduled? After those DM meetings, you should start seeing some enrollment scheduled. And number presented to, again, that's not going to be a daily number, but it's going to be maybe a weekly number that you get in front of a group of employees somewhere and do a presentation, and then the last number, memberships written. That is a great scorecard, and I love the fact that our call today is on July 1st. I challenge you to fill in the date and keep this scorecard every day this month. Every work day, fill in the amount. I am yet to see a person that does their 50 calls a day, that does that activity as explained on that document on page 3 consistently, that's not a six-figure income earner in Legal Shield. I've not found one yet. So I don't want you to try and prove me wrong. I want you to prove me right. I want you to go out and do the activity required. First, develop that mindset. If you go back one page on page 9, those are those daily affirmations. Read those every day. If you say, well, I really do not think I can do it, now you need to read those twice a day. Your prescription just doubled. Or if you say, I'm never going to be an executive, you read those 3 times a day. You know, 1 in the morning. Some of us take medicine in the morning and night, but we don't read our daily affirmations. Really, the one thing that could really powerfully impact our mindset, we're not willing to take. And of course, it does take 2 minutes to read that, maybe a minute. You know, it's not hard. This is not a hard thing, but you got to develop the mindset, change that mindset from performance club or senior director or wherever it is now, and put it on executive director. Do it this month so you can qualify for the $15,000 bonus. Develop the activity or the disciplines necessary, which is explained on page 3. And once again, I want to explain, you go to the Docs on Demand in our back office, go to the B2B downloads, and it's the very last one on that page. It's called 100K Business Solutions Game Plan. I updated it last week. It's got all the new numbers, all the right information, so be sure to study that and make that your roadmap and your game plan for earning that $15,000 bonus, and more importantly, earning a six-figure income with Legal Shield. I'm looking forward to seeing all of you, many of you in Cabo. I wish it was all of you. I hope it's all of us next year, wherever they send us, but I'm definitely looking forward to going to Cabo in a couple weeks and seeing you all there. It's going to be a great time, and I appreciate each of you being on the call this morning, and Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you to close it up.
Fantastic. Mark, thank you so much. What a great training, and thank you for taking time to update that document. That has historically been one of my favorite tools and resources that we have, period. And you know, as you mentioned, it says 100K. I know we have people that come in that want to earn a lot more than 100K, but that's the beauty of that document, is you can just simply multiply it. You can simply take it. If you want to earn 300K, just triple it. Just triple the activity. And, of course, the great thing about Legal Shield is we've got people across the spectrum. We got a ton of people making 100K. We got a lot of people making 200 grand. We got a lot of people making 300 grand. I just spent, Adam Thompson and I, just spent a morning. It was a meeting that we had with a lot of people from that full gamut. I mean, and people that earn more than that as well. It's just, I'm telling you, the opportunity is there. We've got to go out and grab it. Folks, again, we had planned to have Mr. Lynn Ross, a partner with Ross and Matthews, on our call this morning. I just got off the phone with Mr. Ross, and he was confused on the time, And so we excuse him, but he did commit to being on our call next week. So we'll look forward to hearing from him. One of the things that we're committed to doing in this third quarter is having guest speakers from our provider law firms, from the investigators, the licensed investigators that work on identity restoration. We want to feature those types of individuals every week on our call so that we're hearing stories, we're hearing their perspective. That's something that we haven't done a ton of in the past, and we're committed to changing that. And I think you'll really enjoy those segments. I know I always enjoy hearing from Mr. Ross. We're going to start off with him next week, and then we'll have those folks on our call. We're committed to doing that every week throughout this third quarter. Again, a huge thank you to Mr. Glenn Peterson for joining our call this morning and taking of his time to share with us. A big thank you to Mr. Jim Tanner and Mr. Mark Riches as well for sharing. And, Mark, thank you again for working hard on that document. That's, again, one of my favorite tools. And I really hope that our folks take that from the call this morning and go download that and work through it and get yourself a game plan for whatever income you want to be at. You know, some of you, just $100,000 a year is enough to make your nose bleed a little bit. And maybe you got to dial that back to something that you can put your arms around. Maybe you say, well, 75 is where I want to be. There are some of you that 100 is right where you want to be, and there are some of you that need 2, 3, 4, 5 times that. I don't know where you're at mentally and where your budget is at, but I know this. We've got the vehicle to get you there with Legal Shield Business Solutions. Use that tool. Use that document in order to help you. Again, thank you to each of you for joining our call this morning. God bless you. Let's start the month off in a big way and make it a great week.